This is Dudu Spray FM on African Radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you to today's edition of African Youth Parliament. I am your honorable speaker, Damine. It's always a pleasure to be here. A very big thanks to Dudu Spray FM, the first and only truly pan-African radio. Because with Dudu Spray FM, we can promote Africa, we can promote African culture, we can promote African tradition, we can promote the good and beautiful things about Africa, and we can make Mama Africa smile beautifully at us. It's always a pleasure to be here. I welcome everyone who has joined us on this show. I welcome you, Joke Ade. It's always a pleasure, a beautiful pleasure to have you on this show. I welcome you, King Phoenix. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. So I'm very happy to be here once again. And to everyone who is listening to us right now live on Dudu Spray FM, on Dudu Spray Radio, I say a very big thank you to you all, because with you, we can always speak. With our listeners, speaking feels so much better. So, and to those watching us right now on YouTube, I am very pleased to say a very big thank you to. I'm very happy. Today is a very beautiful day. The previous meetings we've had, we've discussed extensively on African drums, African music, and it has been so beautiful. And we like the way this is transcending. We have been moving from one subject to the other. We have been touching very sensitive parts of Africa. We've been touching and exposing some parts that is subject, or that is now subject, or some parts that are now subject to Western influences. You will see that many things in Africa now have been westernized. In the name of civilization, people have brought in many strange things that is even destroying the earth, that is making the earth worse than it was. So I was talking to someone today, and it was a very nice conversation, because the person listened and the person was like, damn, we've lost a lot in Africa. I was telling him about the transportation, and from there I told him about the buildings in Africa. Then I told him about the arts in Africa, the arts and our crafts. I asked him several questions, and those are the questions I'll be asking you. Today, we are talking about traditional African arts and craft. Let me use in the olden days, because I have not witnessed that day. I am still young. So many years ago, several years ago, if we even stem it so back, like hundreds of years ago. So every African child then had the ability to do something. Every parent right here is always shouting, hello, wash your wall, hello, wash your wall, hello, wash your wall, hello, wash your wall. Formerly in Africa, there was nothing like lower shore, because there is nothing you can do about that. But this ishowo is not just dependent on tailoring and barbing and, you know, catering or its likes, because it was, you must know how to, catering is a normal thing, you must know how to cook, but we had people who will actually cook for in parties, so that was so different. But now, in Africa, we had different arts and crafts that every home practices, everybody does this, apart from those who specialize, like ni Ijinewo. This is what they do. What they do is pottery, what they do is probably weaving baskets, and so on and so on. But now, in many African homes, you will barely see people who can do any of these things. Africans, we used to have these handcrafts, things we can do with our hand. We had lots of things we can build and beautifully make. Is it wood carving? We can carve sculptures. Even those who used to carve drums, that's what they do. And they will carve drums, and they can just look at a tree and they know exactly what to bring out. Carving anything carvable, beautiful designs that people will put in their houses, instead of looking for, you know, all these pictures you just hang about. Pictures that do not make meaning to you sometimes, you know, though, of course, there are others. But then, where carvings are, even touching them, you feel the intricacy, the way the person carefully carved it beautifully. That was something very common everywhere. We had wood carving, we had sculpture. Apart from carving things out of concrete, in fact, we had people who could carve things out of stone. You carve it out of stone, and it's always very beautiful. And you wonder, like, how did this person do this? And those who even make things with metals and so on, we have the blacksmiths and so on. They even had basketry. Those who weave baskets from twigs, from leaves, from roots. They weave everything, and it's always so beautiful. The things you use. I can't remember the last time I saw a basket. Do you know the last time I saw a basket? When I went to buy pepper. Those men using selling pepper. That is one. And when you see, when you get all these hampers, that is when you see baskets, our baskets. So now everything has been modernized. All we now make is plastic and plastic and plastic. You barely see wood out there. Things from wood, from shrubs, from trees, from leaves. There are leaf baskets. Most people don't even know about this. Leaf baskets that can actually float on water, that can actually hold water. I don't know if you can still call that a basket now, though, because it can hold water. But we had weaves that, you know, we can make bowls with leaf. You know, people used to even sculpt out wooden plates, very beautiful. You know, these trays, they are not saying that are wooden, and spoons that they used to turn that are wooden. They are African things, naturally. It's not question Kotowa special. It's very, in fact, it's something we do on the norms. So we could continue even to African mask, making mask, beautiful, beautiful masks then. You know, they even made things like helmet masks that you could wear. So many beautiful things used to be there. Let's go down memory lane. All right, thank you very much. So truly, we need to go down memory lane. We need to, if you think about it, if you think back, you feel like, damn, there's a lot we used to do that we don't do again. But now many people can't even do all these things. Many people didn't even know that it existed. You know, those days when we used to make things with wax, and it was so beautiful. We made things with mud. As a child then, this is also craft, we used to knit with knitting, with wool, we knit things. Then we mold lizards. In school, they would ask us to use starch with paper to mold lizard, mold tortoise, you know. Those were things we used to do a lot. But now it is ancient. You barely see things like that. And more, you got that to build for the broom. But now, those are things that are ancient that are now olden day stuffs. And this is very bad because Africa portrays those things. It's part of our lifestyle. And it is something beautiful. We can express ourselves. People in depression then used to go and they just leave you. If you can draw, if you can carve, if you can cut out something, if you can weave, just go and weave it. Do what you want to do. At the end of the day, they feel good because you've expressed the desire of the soul. You've allowed your soul to breathe, to inhale and exhale. Your exhale is the result of the inspiration, you know? You've allowed your soul to be productive. So these and these are things that are bothering us. So what happened? Why did we stop African art and craft? Or why did we minimize it? You can barely see it. I'm talking from my own perspective now. And it has been so long. Whenever I see structures now, maybe I see someone, a molded man or something. It's so beautiful and I just can't stop looking. So, but this is so rare. That's why I didn't come museum now. To see it, you need to go to the museum or go to this Abule or something. Because at the end of the day, even if you mold an image, a structure, and put it in your house, they will tell you that, image I want to know, blood of Jesus. You know, what's going on? What has happened to Africa? So the floor is open now. So you can signify if you want to talk. But let's start with King Phoenix. So King Phoenix, if you are there, let's start with you. And before that, please welcome you very much. Ajike, it's so beautiful to have you here. We're very happy you are here, ma. Thank you very much for joining us today. This is African Youth Parliament on Dudu Spree FM, the first and only truly Pan-African radio. So please, King Phoenix, Ojo Oyinlola, please, let's hear you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Host, for giving me this chance. And thank you. Dudu Spree FM, the first and only Pan-African radio. Yes, about this we are discussing now. I've said something similar to this. The reason why they don't promote African hats again is because they feel African hats are now old model. They feel these stores are things they do in the past, old model, and these stores are not things that can just be done in the past. We need to keep doing them. Our hats, we need to keep doing them. Even now, they are trying to modernize our stores. Our hats now. They're trying to modernize everything. not knowing that that local one actually has its own use. So now that's the main problem of this African art stuff, that it's not like before again. The reason why our African arts are not everywhere, the reason why we don't use them like before, is that people feel it's an old model. And some people don't know the use. Most people gone, they don't know the use of these African arts. They don't know the use, they don't know the importance, they don't know what it is used for at all. That is another problem. And we need to start promoting them back. We need to start letting, like, we need to allow people to know what it is used for. Imagine now, for you to get an art now, just let's say a tree, a carved work of a tree now, is it that you need to go to a museum or you need to go to the school before you can see those stuffs? Because now people are no longer doing, people are no longer practicing it because they don't promote the government. Even the government's gone, they don't promote these African arts anymore. They don't promote it. They feel everything is just in the past. And the mass, they think furnitures and other stores, all those ones can do everything. They don't know these African arts are actually very useful. And African arts are very good. We really need them. So we just need to start promoting them. I don't really know much about this art, though. I don't really know much about this. So, but the little I know, I will still say. So we need to start promoting them back. We need to start educating people on what African arts are used for, their uses and everything. So thank you very much, Honorable Host.
Thank you very much, Ujura. It's a pleasure to hear you speak again. Thank you very much. So, yeah, people can promote it, but should we now leave everything to the government? You know, this is never something they teach in school. When they teach art and craft, it's just theoretical. They just tell them how to, they just tell them, this is this, that is that, this is this, that is that. There is no, I don't know about the university level, but unless you go to university, but creativity starts from childhood at the age of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 upwards. That's when creativity is at its best, you know. So is it until someone is in university and you go and join art and craft, you know, things like that? It's something they should naturally promote, one. And again, it's something that should be in every home. It's a knowledge that mothers should pass on to children. It's a knowledge that fathers to pass on to their children too. So, but now let's move to the next speaker, our very one and only Ajoke Ade. So Ajoke Ade, please, you can have the mic now. Thank you very much.
I welcome everybody. And many thanks to everybody that has been listening to us on Dudu's Free, watching us, following us, especially all our subscribers on the YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and all of our social media handles, Adupe Pokun. And those who have been supporting us in one way or the other, the Wonder Woman 2.0, those who came around, the barrister, the nurses, we've been able to storm Lagos and speak about things that we shy from. Continuation of the speaking, Naim Ride here today. Of course, I am your girl, Ajoke, as usual. Let's talk about this deliverance we do in churches. And mosques too, they've started it. And you will discover that this deliverance is they actually, they end up uprooting us from our own soil. They end up rooting us out. So you see somebody who is a tech bear, like my husband, who end up telling you that he's now Jason Beye. In fact, he was lucky that he didn't change the name, because if he had changed the name, I wouldn't have married him. Because that show that is a slave. And I don't want to get entangled with a slave to run my Aladdin. I was being told from UK to Lagos, you cannot be whiter than the white. Let's talk about olden days. The things we had, the games we play.
Okay, thank you very much, Ajoke Ade. To continue on African arts and crafts, you know, when Africa was colonized, many things were carted away with. They took away our arts, our craft, our sculptures, the ones, both metals and bronze and gold and silver and so many of that, and wooden. So they took away all our arts and craft, and the ones we decided to keep, they ensured to influence people to believe them to be idols or idol-related. So then the ones, the arts and crafts they left with us, they made sure that people believed that it is either witchcraft. Then they start telling you things like this, like, ah, a mere shuanwe, you know, it is possessed with the devil or possessed with demons. And these things are bad for your environment, to the extent that you can't just have a wooden sculpture in the house. You'll be feeling like, hey, something might be inside, unless you are a free African person. But those that are still under the influence of slavery, you know, they have that mentality. And this is so bad, you know.
I'm not saying
African arts can't accommodate spirits, but it is not in the way that we've been taught. But what I'm just saying is, African arts should be promoted. We should go back to those days when our children learn arts and crafts, things that will be useful to them in the future, things they can even use to even make a living if they choose to. Things that they can use to express themselves, express their creativity. There's no way you have so many arts and crafts that a child will not learn at least one or even more, because many children here are very intelligent. So please, Ajoke Ade, if you would like to continue, I am willing to drop the mic here. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Honorable Speaker and every Parliament member. So some are complaining they couldn't hear the sound. We are sorry. It's one of those things that we have to face. Please, if you are in the Parliament, you may step out, come back again. Then the network would have been good. Those listening to us on the radio, Eshebuko, and those watching us on the YouTube, Adupe Kweoku. So the point I was trying to make was, we don't eat our own things, food anymore. We don't wear our clothes anymore. We don't use our art and craft anymore. So definitely nobody will make it anymore. Like today, when I saw this topic, I was inspired that I'm going to design a cloth and I'm going to use our cowries. I'm going to design a white cloth, a white dress that is going to be designed the way our forefathers used to pakaja. So I don't know, it just came to my mind. And instead of me using the glass beads, go for cowries, and I'm going to use it, I challenged myself and I asked myself, what are the things I can do to become better? So this is Ajoke, and it could be any other person. We are here now.